Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are officially in the overdrive. And I've been kind of holding this one off for a while, but I have to get into it. So before we get into the second half of the situation, which I'm going to just go ahead and let you know, it's going to be Dating Disasters Part 2 because it's some unfinished business I got with the Mav. And I know our special guest for today, Mr. Coy Arnold, has something that he probably can add to the situation too, based on several different conversations that we had. But your brothers were saying something about the round the way chick, down to earth, cool, whatever y'all want to call it. So explain a little more to me how in the world you can want a best friend as your spouse, but you don't want a best friend as somebody that could potentially be somebody that you date.
Because it's a difference. Like, just for example, and this is what I used to have, and I still, to this day, I had a friend that loved sports, particularly football, which was, I love football. So... And it was good to be able to... I would just watch games with her because it was fun. I mean, it was competitive. She liked Pittsburgh. I would go with the Browns, and she would talk smack all the time. So that, to me, that was cool. You know what I'm saying? That's great. But far as, like I said, that's cool to a point. But when you talk about everything I like and you like that too, that's like you intruding in my space. When you a couple, when you get married... you're going to be in my space automatically.
Right.
But there are certain points where I need you not to even, I don't do that. That's what you do.
Right.
You need
that.
Step aside.
Right. You know what I'm saying? When for example, this Coy got his girl and whatever, and they together, and she see him go to the PlayStation. Okay, Coy going his due time. I'm about to go do my girl time. That's how it's supposed to be.
Or
when your wife see you do the radio, okay, Jane's about to do the radio. I'm going to go do my thing.
Okay.
There's a break-off point where the space is respected.
Okay.
Versus, we do everything together.
So you don't think you can have that with down-to-earth chick? She can't give you your time when you need your time, but y'all just like super compatible about
everything?
Because
if she likes what you do, if she likes it as much as you do, she wants to do it with you. She's like, well, why we can't do it together?
I mean, I go out to BW3 and watch the game. You go to Applebee's and watch the game with your people. And then we come back home and
because
be living with
you. What you got to remember, your relationship is based on y'all both had that common interest. And y'all both enjoyed watching the game together.
Okay.
So it's like, I could watch with them, but they stupid. I'd rather just watch with you because I feel comfortable around you. And you're my dude or my girl or whatever. And so, but I need that space because... I want to go watch the game with the fellas, or I want to go play the PlayStation and chill, and you can just lay in the bed and relax, go watch your movies. That's why I said with me and my wife, she know, okay, he doing his thing, I'm going to watch me a movie, and that's, and you can respect that. You know what I'm saying? Now I'll go sometimes and go in her space and watch a movie with her, but 9 times out of 10, I won't finish it, and I'm going back to the PlayStation.
Sweet.
She'll come and sit and watch me on the PlayStation for a minute, laugh. She's going back to do what she does. And so you need that breakoff point. Not, you know what I'm saying, we get on there, I'm playing Mortal Kombat, and she grabs control like, well, I'm Sub-Zero.
And
I'm like, whoa, what you doing?
And she beating you down.
Yeah, and that's not, you just and you just like, yo, I need this kind of me time.
Right.
And it's like, well, what about us? I'm like, well, we always got time together.
Always.
Even though
they don't see it like that, but yeah, I feel you.
Yeah, you need that. You know what I'm saying? Even though we work and all that stuff, but when you get off work, and like I said, we all working men and stuff like that, you want to kind of unwind a little bit, and you need that kind of your space time, and then, and
no kids, no wife, no nothing.
Yeah, and so that, to me, when I get on the PlayStation, I'm there. And when she do what she do, I say, hey, you want to go out? Go out.
Right.
Have a great time.
Way out. Like, yeah,
with your girls.
You can't get back anytime soon.
I'll see you, and whatever. Not every time we go do something, is we always doing something. I go play the PlayStation, you pick up the controller. Like, when somebody pick up the controller with you, you like, cool. Like, your boys do that, you like, cool. But then there's times, like, even where I'm at now, I'm not like I was when I was a kid.
Right.
You mind your boys picking up. But now it's like, what you doing?
Right.
what you doing? I wanted to, go play the Xbox. I'm going to play the PlayStation. I'll let you know when I'm done.
Sweet.
You need that space. And when your girl like, what you doing? We playing. No, we are not playing anything. I'm about to play. You go lay down and go do something. You know
lay
what I'm
down.
Saying?
That's all I was telling you kids.
Yeah, go lay down.
I'm about to throw this curveball real quick over at my man Coy. So, okay, we're gonna put you in this hypothetical situation. You know, hopefully we'll rub off on you being around here a while or whatever. So let's say you married, right? You got your chick. You found the one that you want to spend the rest of your life with. She meet all the standards and the prerequisites. But she all of a sudden turns into down-to-earth chick. And she's like into everything that you into and want to be around you all the time. How you handle that situation? Well, you already married right now.
Well, first of all, if she turning into that, then we need to figure out where we need to be romantically.
Okay.
I mean, because, like, I don't want you to sit back and be comfortable. I feel as though I can't be comfortable. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because I always got to stay. How you met me is how I should be all the time.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because how you met me is what sparked your interest.
There's no room for evolution?
There's always room for evolution, but... And speaking of that term, there's room for evolution on how to keep the spark going.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Between the both of us.
Okay.
I can't be, you can't be sitting over here being friend zoned, and every time that I pick up a remote control, a controller, or if I say I'm going somewhere with Just, or, you know, something like that. Yeah,
no,
you know
not.
What I'm saying? I shouldn't. I mean,
I see now.
And first and foremost,
you
feel what I'm saying? And first and foremost, I really don't like, you know, don't ask me or tell me that, you know, you want to do what I do. You know what I'm saying? Okay. You your own person. You know what I'm saying? We're together for the benefit of the love.
So y'all just together strictly for sex?
No, I just said we're together for the benefit of love.
So, I mean, what does that consist of? It pretty much sounds like, look, stay away from me until you're ready to hop in this bed half naked. That's what it sounds like to me.
I get what he's saying.
What I'm saying is that, right. You know what I mean? You have to sit back and, okay, I don't mind doing stuff with you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that means, like, if we're going somewhere where other couples, like going on a Nautica, that's something that me and her can do by ourselves. We don't need nobody else to do that.
Right.
Going to the maybe we might want to go to Applebee's. That's cool. Going out to eat,
right?
You know what I'm saying. But if I'm saying that I'm going somewhere, I'm going out to be with the fellas. Why do you feel the need to be there? There's no reason for you to be with me because I'm with the fellas. Just like that's just like saying if you telling me I'm going out with the girls, why am I gonna show up if you with your girls?
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. So I'm going to let you have your girl time. Let me have my man time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then when it's time for both of us to get cohesive together, then I'm good with that. But what I'm saying is...
Don't it sound like everything he says is a sexual innuendo? We got to get cohesive together.
Yeah, because, hey, what that is. You said keep it clean.
Right. I'm just making a point that you said it wasn't all about sex, but it seemed like it leads to... Talk to me when you're ready to get busy. That's what it sounds like.
No, what it's saying is that you when we get together, that's when we get together as a whole, as a couple.
Right.
Uh-huh. But, you know, when if I'm spending 8 to 12 hours and, you know... The way we work every day.
Uh-huh.
And I need that time to just be alone. Sometimes I put my son out the house.
You want to feel normal, man.
Yeah. Right. I don't want to be around you all the time. Every time that I turn around, you in my face. Yeah. Or every time that I turn around, you, I'm in your face.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's not a natural relationship to me because it seemed like we're being forced to be together. We're being forced to like the same things. Everybody has their own mind.
Right. So
abide by it.
It's saying like what she got to basically know when
your limits.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, want to back off, when to give him some space.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, I understand.
Give me some space.
So, I mean, that leads right into what I was about to ask. So how much man time do you need?
It depends. On a day by day, depending on how the day go, man. I can't say I need an hour every day.
Yeah.
Because there may be days I may need that whole day to myself.
Yeah.
For real? You can actually have you ever pulled off a whole day?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I'm talking, I know the single man over here can do it. I'm talking about married man. You pulled off a whole day?
You got to rip it off. You're not going to get it.
With me, because my wife is kind of sensitive to that. Like, if she know, like, a lot of times when she calls me at work, she gets a gauge of how my day is going.
Mm-hmm.
If she knows I had a rough night and I had a rough morning and I had a rough day and I'm agitated and I come home and I ain't talking at all, she knows, okay, I'm going to give him as much space as he needs. He might need this whole day. I'll try to talk to him when we go to bed, but if not, I'll talk to him tomorrow. You know, as far as keep the kids away, she's good with that. And sometimes I've done that for her, you know what I'm saying, because the day could be that way. So you might need a whole day to kind of just unwind and just you know what I'm saying, get yourself together, because, like I said, on a day-by-day basis,
you never know what's coming your way. So I've definitely pulled that off with her quite a few times, you know what I'm saying? And she's been respectful of that. Now, do they like it? No. You know, but at the same time, you have to be sensitive to them. Now, the girl that we're talking about that, you know, that likes what we like and want to do everything, that's hard for her to do.
Okay. Go ahead. You sound like he's about to say something over there, man.
Well, I'm about to say, some people wonder why, you know, I miss church sometimes. You know what I'm saying? That'll be the day that I might just jump up and surprise everybody like, nah, I ain't going to church.
You know so is that the strategy behind it?
Yeah.
You trying to avoid the wife?
I'm trying to avoid the wife and the kids. You know what I'm saying? I'll get up, get to cooking, get everybody together.
He's right.
They thinking I'm about to go to church. You know what I'm saying? But then I'm
get
like,
everybody in the car. All right.
You
ain't going, daddy?
I'll see y'all.
I've definitely done that.
I need some rest. You know what I'm saying?
We've solved the mystery. Yeah.
So I'm letting them go. I'm going to sit at home on the couch. I'm going to have my own church at home. You know what I'm saying? I might read the word a little bit, might pray. Yeah. Sit there, lay on the couch, watch some TV, chill, fall asleep, wake back up, eat some food, you know.
Or I just might watch the City of Angels at 1 o'clock in L.A.
There you go.
On the court, on the field, baseball, basketball, football, whatever the time permits, and hope that the Lord is there in the City of Angels, regardless of who they play. That's just sometimes how I be. Because I've done it. I've got up early, cooked breakfast, got the baby up, got everybody up, and say, yep. And the baby, she get dressed, and the wife get dressed, and she say, well, what you doing? I done climb back in the bed. And she said, so you not going?
Mm-hmm.
Nope, not today.
Interesting.
You should try sometimes, James.
Nah, I'm too committed to the Lord to try that. You know, ain't got nothing to do with the wife.
Don't worry, one day he going to do it like, Lord.
I don't know.
I find other outlets. See, you know, this is the beautiful thing about having an office that you have to pay for. Yeah. Like, look, woman, I have to go up here because I ain't about to just be throwing my money away for no reason. I got to go do some work. You know what I'm saying?
And what do you mean throwing your money away for no reason?
Having an office that you pay for, you can never get to.
That's true.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, this is.
I thought you meant something else, but go ahead.
Nah, you can throw your money away in several different ways, but I'm talking about actually where it's like it's literally a waste.
Yeah.
No, I get where you're going.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking.
We left that alone, man. We left that alone in the college days. Yeah, we ain't throwing no money away at no other women. I throw enough money away at one woman. That's enough for me. That's good enough for me.
So, yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. I mean, you know, hey, you need relaxed time. I mean, me personally, I don't do strip clubs, but. You know, I just believe that, you know, everybody said it's not a man thing with me. I believe everybody said
that. Thickogram episode. That's the episode you should have been here for.
For the who?
For the Thickogram episode. We're gonna have to another soundbite from the mask. We're gonna have to send that to you.
Hey, Thickogram. That's all right with me.
Sometimes you might looking at something different.
There you go. I like that. I like that idea.
Oh yeah.
I really do like that idea. Sometimes you feel like a nut and sometimes you don't.
I understand the more coming from you than America, man. I can say it like that. I understand the more from
you. I mean, but why? My way of thinking is no different than your way of thinking. My way of thinking is just that, you know, I just don't feel like I don't want to be bothered all the time.
That is 100%.
Everybody feels like that. They just don't say it.
I totally get that, but I'm talking more so to the point of
I say it though.
Of sightseeing, you know, looking at
that's
other
what
things.
I'm saying. Sometimes you don't feel like being bothered.
You start looking at other stuff, and it's just like, but dad, what I got at home just ain't appealing anymore.
There's nothing wrong with looking.
But here's the difference.
It's when you start touching.
Well, here's
it.
No,
it's your thinking. It's your thinking. It's all about your thinking. You know, like I said, you know, looking at something else, it tames me. You know what I'm saying?
You don't want to touch that. You don't want to.
No. But. I want to, you know, do that to my wife. You know what I'm saying?
Your wife ain't got to ask you.
Okay, look. Check it out. Okay, you in jail for so long. You know what I'm saying? With this marriage. You know what I'm saying? It is jail. It is jail. Yeah.
Hold on. We usually preserve this. There it is. You know, we made the whole day without it. We didn't.
It is jail. So we on the inside.
Let me get a
looking.
Double tap behind that.
Yeah, we got.
We on the inside, you know what I'm saying? And we looking out, you know what I'm saying?
Right, exactly.
And them cats just want to get a little taste of what's on the outside, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So my taste is just looking at them little two pictures that pop up on Thickogram. That tame me, you know what I'm saying? Then I go right back in jail, you know what I'm saying? I'm good.
You know? Hey, it's like looking. It's like being on a boat, and you looking through that little porthole.
Yeah.
Damn, that water sure do look good on the outside. That's but I think I can't swim, so I might as well just go ahead and sit on down.
If you dive in, you're going to drown?
Exactly.
Yeah. It keep me tame, man, you know. I look at that stuff, man.
I don't know if you set the world record, but you got up close to that high jumping bar with that one. I'm thinking about to give a cold with like eyes type jail analysis. You talking about marriage and jail.
So check it. So that even the jail, because you know after a while the jail food sucks.
Uh-huh.
So sometimes you want to taste the burgers and the stuff you used to eat when you was outside.
Yeah, you know, you gotta look at that stuff a little bit, man. Right. Just look at it.
But you know when
like,
you in jail, you're looking at it, but when you get out of jail, man, you're trying to alleviate that whole 18-month bid that you did in one night, because now you're free.
Well, yeah. You can't alleviate the 18-month bid because you in it for life.
Right.
You're a lifer.
Right. You're
a lifer. It ain't no 18-month bid. Now, I can do an 18-month bid and then come home and do a totally 360 and be like, I'm free.
Some people might get parole or a governor pardon. You know what
I'm saying? No, there ain't no parole, ain't no probationary period, nothing like that. You stuck.
Right. See, it just makes me want to go back to my wife. That's all. You know what I'm saying? I see them, I look at them like, ooh wee. You know what I'm saying? And I want to go. I just
you
wanna...
didn't believe yourself, do you?
It is crazy.
It's,
I think so different, man. I think so different. And I tell my wife this stuff too. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, man, you know.
Now see, that's where your that's where your best friend should be coming in, because you should be able to tell your significant other on how you feel.
She should be down with you looking at a whole bunch of girls that don't look like her.
No, I'm not saying
that. Not a whole bunch.
I'm saying that she should be
not a whole bunch.
You can only look at so many.
It's a limit. If I look at too many, then I'm just gonna wipe out. It's gonna be a big wipeout for me. I'm be on a wave. Then I'm just going too many. Two pop up on Thinkagram a blue moon. It ain't like no every day. Yeah, I'm saying no.
So
couple days.
You don't actually go to the page. You wait till it hits your timeline.
It hit my timeline. Maybe three times a week, maybe two of them pop up. I'm like, man,
ooh. I'm going to the page.
I'm not going to the page and doing that stuff, because then
I'm really
going to get hypnotized. You know what I'm saying?
Are you trying to provoke him over there, man?
I'm sorry.
That is wrong, man. You are wrong for that.
I'm so
you
sorry.
You are wrong for that.
So I know myself. You know what I'm saying? One or two.
Like they flash cards. Like
it's cool, you know.
One. Two.
You know.
Ain't nothing wrong with them. I mean,
that's
you
cool.
Know, hey.
So check this. How did you find the page, though?
Sometimes the pages find you.
Yeah, there you exactly like that. I think one of my friends was messing with me, and they added me in it. You know what I'm saying? Trying to mess with me, because they know, you know, I don't be really wanting to look at all that type of stuff anyways.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So they added me in it. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's up, man? Go ahead and do something. You know,
you
messing
said,
with
okay, follow.
You know
boom.
What I'm saying?
There it is.
And so I looked, I'm like, you know what I'm saying? And then they added me in a little bit more, you know what I'm saying? And then I went ahead and followed it, you know, just to have something else coming through my Instagram besides cars, you know, so.
Cars and women. There you go.
Cars.
It's a lethal combination.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, that's a perfect scenario to talk about what I'm talking about. So, okay, you got the Thinkagram. You only do two, just enough so you don't go into overload,
yeah.
Right? But you got your nice... Impala outside. That's Impala, ain't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got your nice, what is it, 69?
69 Impala.
69 Impala outside, looking clean. Champagne color, 69 Impala. Now, I was riding with you when we was doing all this marketing and promotion for the car show or whatever, and I seen all them little nice little thick chicks' head turning or whatever. So you got these images in your head, all these Thinkagram models or whatever, and one of these women come up to you in your car one day and try and holler at you. How are you handling that?
I mean... It's going to be kind of fun, you know.
It's going to be kind of fun. Okay, I'm listening.
I'm going to be happy, you know. I mean,
okay, you're going to be happy.
I'm going to get to talking to him. I'm just keeping it real, you know what I'm saying?
I need to find the machine.
I'm going to enjoy the moment.
We just fired. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what to do now. Okay, you having fun.
I mean, I'm going to enjoy the moment.
Okay.
You know, but I'm not going to. You know,
fingers turn to 20 fingers.
But I'm not gonna cross the line. You know,
how do you pull this? Now, okay, yep. Okay. Let me just pause for a station identification here, real quick. Now we got the three cast members here, married brothers. Now, you know, I try to be a model citizen in my marriage, but you know, one thing I am gonna be is honest. Mm-hmm. Now, I can't see. I always say this. As a matter of fact, I say this in a lot of Bible studies I teach when we're talking about different subjects. I tell people specifically, I stay away from the opposite sex because I like women.
Yeah.
It's not a great mystery. And the point being is, you get the right woman in the right situation and the right things happening, I'm not going to tell you I'm strong enough to alleviate myself properly from that situation. So how in the world are you telling me you get this person that got all the right features coming at you and you just going to play around with it a little bit and I'm going to be able to walk away unscathed?
Well, sort of.
I can't do that.
Well, sort of just like today, when we was at the church and we was taking the bench outside to the dumpster.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And it was a nice looking chick. She was
light skinned.
She was nice. She had parked inside
our parking lot,
and she was at a church across the street. And so I seen her coming across. I'm thinking, I'm about to say something to her. You know what I'm saying? You know. So I'm like, look.
So we need another one.
So, but it's boundaries in a marriage, though. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, praise the Lord. You know what I'm saying? and then she looked back at me.
Oh, God. Dropping nuclear bombs now, man.
She looked back at me, and then she like, hi, you know. So I'm like, dang, you know what I'm saying? But I just kept it moving. You know what I'm saying?
But see, okay, now I'm having to.
But see, that's what I'm saying. There's nothing wrong with looking, boundaries, as long as you're not touching.
But check it out. This is different because I was actually out there for that situation. She was getting in the car on her way out. It wasn't. What was you gonna do if she stopped and wanted to hold a conversation with you?
I mean, we could have held a conversation. You know what I'm saying? But if it would have got to anything like, you know. You got a phone that I can call and different stuff like that. I mean, then I would have, you know, let her know. You know what I'm saying? Hey.
What you saying? She asked for the number. Like, matter of fact, what's your number? I'm going to text you my number. What you say? What you
saying? I got a wife at home.
I'm going to let her know. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't even do it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm married.
You going to say it like that?
Yeah, I'm going to say it just like that. You know what I'm saying?
I have a strong feeling that your wife going to have a fit about that because you got to shut that thing down.
Yeah, I mean, you know, some of the other ones you can just shut down like, nah, you know what I'm saying? I'll jump, like, you know what I'm saying?
But I'm married,
you know what I'm saying? That one is like, you know.
Them be the ones you need to shut down like that. She was a little cutie.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, though. You know what I'm saying? That one, I'm like, man.
Just saying.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I'm married. I can't even do it. I might have a fun conversation with you. You know what I'm saying?
What kind of fun conversation?
Just a fun conversation. I mean, you know.
What's a fun conversation?
What she be like?
Not going to be nothing disrespectful to my wife, though. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to hit you with scenarios that these single girls hit you with. Stuff like this. Like, there's this one chick at one of the jobs I worked at. Big booty Dominican girl or whatever. And that's going to be funny because I've been singing that cha-cha song about Dominican or whatever. And my wife just said to me, she's like, you better not be looking at no Dominicans, but here's a story about a Dominican.
Here we go.
So you come down. So this is what these women do to you. So you come down the stairs or whatever. So, you know, we walk past each other. Hey, how you doing? Or whatever. Hey, how you doing? So we get caught up in the hallway. It's a little crowded. So she just busts out the blue. Now, mind you, obviously I know she like, I'm 6 feet. She probably 5'10 and a half, 5'11. So she a big, tall girl.
Yeah.
And her behind sits up kind of high. So you can see it clearly. Wow. Yeah. And you know that everybody can see it. But she just busts out randomly. She starts pulling her shirt down like, I'm trying to hide my package. Like you just going to throw us into this conversation like this. So, you know, I kind of high laugh and keep it moving. Because, you know, I'm a veteran of this game.
Right.
So
I
know how to work it.
Right.
So, okay.
Right.
This chick that we're talking about today. Little nice little light skinned chick. Black hat on a black miniskirt coming out to church. She hits you with that move like, oh, excuse me, I'm sorry, my shirt a little short, let me pull it down. I don't want to be showing off my gears. Well, how do you respond? She hits you with that.
Too late, baby.
No, I ain't going to say that like that. I'm like, sheesh. You know what I'm saying? Sheesh. You know that I'm from.
Or you can get you a set of keys.
Get you a set. What you mean, a set of keys?
A set of keys. Yeah.
I hear the keys jingling. I'm trying to get the analogy here. What you mean, a set of keys? What we doing with these keys?
I don't know.
That's veteran talk right there. That's real veteran talk.
You can get you a set of keys.
This keys ain't going to lead to no house full of puppies, is it?
It might if you go see the dog. You go playing with that dog, you might wind up with a couple puppies.
A nice litter of puppies.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So, okay.
At least one or two.
So, okay. You hitting her with the sheesh. Okay, what you saying after sheesh? So now
I ain't gonna say nothing, man.
So now you hit her with the sheet. So now she knows she got you. So now she not gonna stop. Now how you putting out this fire?
I mean, like I said, I'm like, sheesh, you know. And then take
you,
a,
you saying that out loud or you thinking?
No, out loud, like not super loud, but just, you know, like sheesh, you know, just a little bit, just a little bit. It ain't that bad. It's just a little bit like, dang, you know.
It's a facial expression.
You know, I mean, because I am a man. It's like, dang, you know.
You got it. Look.
You know, do. Yeah, you know, I'm like, okay, look, you know?
I get it.
And you then, can't
help it.
I get it. Your eyes work, but the sheesh with the eyebrow raising and the little cheese thing.
Hey, you let her,
she's like, look, she's,
I mean,
like, she's like a Black Widow spider. She knows, no, she has you in her web, listen, now.
Sometimes,
yeah,
just how the Lord, look. Sometimes the thing that the women that the Lord had created be so, yeah, amazing.
Yeah,
you gotta say, sheesh. You have to, like,
yeah.
Okay, so let me ask you then. Say you put in the same scenario. Take your, okay. If somebody was talking about the other day, right? You know who we was talking about. You,
right.
You,
yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Now you talking to her, and she hits you with the same scenario. She said, "Oh, let me. Excuse me. My jacket a little short. Let me cover up. My bad. I don't want to be showing myself off." You hitting her with the audible sheesh?
No.
When she says
that? I'm not saying sheesh.
So what are you? What are you
doing? I'm more of a veteran.
Okay. I'm how you handling this situation?
Because I'm just going. I'm probably not even going to do anything. I'm like, okay, and just wave it off, because that's not a big deal to me.
Okay.
It's just when you doing other stuff.
Like
more obvious stuff. When you giggling and laughing and you kind of bumping me and you kind of, yeah, you want me to look.
Right.
It's different. When you making it obvious, you know, then you know me. I'm like, clearly you must want me to touch you or something.
Cause so you just going to touch because the invitation was presented?
I'm saying, I'm a let her know, clearly you must want me to touch you.
You going to say that to her?
I got to.
She's like, yeah, Big Daddy, I want you to.
Big Daddy, that's funny.
Uh-huh. You said Big Daddy.
Ow. But I'm just saying.
Oh, you say something like, clearly you want me to touch. No, I want you to bite me. She hit you with one of those. I'd rather you bite me. It's something crazy, like some quick comeback. How you responding?
Wow. I'm gonna have to back
see
up.
See what I'm saying? These women,
I'm gonna have
trick,
to back. You know
gotta,
what? I'm gonna be honest with you.
You almost got to play dumb in these situations.
And that right there, you have to say, whoa, I'm gonna back up and roll off. Because
y'all got to set the keys to a hotel room or
no, something. At that point, you got to roll off. Only because this, and this is just me, and I'm going to be honest with you. When it gets to that point and they're saying that, you need to kind of back off, because obviously they got somewhere they trying to go with you.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Before you, because, you know, we just looking. I just seen them say, ooh,
exactly.
Wow, that was it. You and your mind got it where you like,
They put on that outfit for you to say, ooh, wow.
But they put on that outfit, and if they're doing all that stuff with the intentions of getting you somewhere, they've already seen you going to the bed. I'm just looking because you presented it, and I'm like, wow, okay, cool. I'm not trying to go to the bed with you.
That ain't taking you to the bedroom. That quick flash didn't go past your head when you saw
that. Ain't taking me to the bedroom. That's not going
to
take me.
It's okay to undress her with your ass, but you just can't be doing it physically.
I mean, how many girls you done undress with your eyes that you didn't want to take
home
to?
Quite a few.
And you like, I don't need to. I just want to get a sneak peek real quick, but I don't want to go no further than that.
That's it. Hey, that's all you need. That's it. That's all you need.
A little peekaboo.
A little peekaboo. That's all you need, man. You don't need a whole lot. Put it like this. It don't take a whole lot to interest a male.
Right. Right, but that's the thing. Once you turn the ignition on, it take a while for that thing to idle down. You know what I'm saying?
No, you don't have to walk if you don't engage in it, then you don't have to worry about it. You know what I'm saying? Just because you sitting over there with a beautiful body, don't mean that I have to come talk to you. I could just like the way you look
and leave it at that.
It's
depending on your intentions. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
My intentions aren't to go all the way with that chick, like the chick at the church. My intention wasn't to go all the way. It was just.
But you gonna hit it with the audible. You gonna hit it with the audible sheesh, with the sheesh with the eyebrows.
I mean,
raised?
Me,
absolutely.
Because I'm not. Because my intentions is not to go all the way. I mean, I just want to have a little quick little fun. Like,
how far are you gonna go?
I mean,
before you bail out.
No, I'm not going all into sex talk and different stuff like that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, perfect example too. I don't mean to cut you off, man.
No, you good.
But you got some women that do men the same way.
True.
Because you got some women that'll sit up there and be like, damn, he got a hell of a body. And then she'll hit you with the sheesh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then you be sitting over there like, yeah.
Right.
You can get it too.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'll work you out.
Right.
And then she'll come up and be like, nah,
okay, for these,
I already got all.
For you guys that don't know, this is gym talk. Now, this is Mr. Corey Arnold, all of 6'4", 265 pounds of all muscles. So you can clearly imagine what he got.
Not all muscles.
Bald head, tattoo.
Right. Just diesel up in here. Right. You know, scaring people at the job. You know, scaring security officers at the job. So you can imagine what kind of responses he get at the gym and whatnot. So, that's interesting. I got plenty of points I wanted to make, but it was one in particular that I wanted to get to. But I'm just trying to grasp hold of how in the world you feel you gonna push it. Okay, this one I'm asked. This is what I wanted to ask. Okay, you said you ain't going into nothing sexual or nothing.
Mm-mm.
What if she's getting real flirtatious? She touching all on you. She got her breast all pressed up against you. How you handling that? Give me a scenario. How you getting out of that one, man? You done open up the floodgate with the sheesh.
She said, man, now, sheesh. Now,
another sheesh. There. That's two sheeshes. Three sheeshes. You out, man. What you doing?
Ooh, wee, man.
Hey, how do you? Now that's a good question. How do you handle them actually touching you?
I'm going to let him ask it first before I give my strategy. Man. But go ahead.
He doesn't live with care. That's what I say.
Handle him with care.
God said he won't put too much on you that you can bear, man. That's, I don't know, man.
So you basically, you said if she touch you, you don't know what you're going to do from that point on.
Why is you twisting your locks? He been
twisting for a minute. He been twisting for a minute. She ain't here. She ain't here, man.
See, I've never dealt with women that bold before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know what I would do. You know, I'm not going to even answer that. You know what I'm saying? I've never dealt with women that bold. You know.
Mm-mm. Okay, we're going to go ahead and bail you out on that. See, and this is the point, and this is why I said, I think we had this conversation before at one point. This is why I keep my boundaries with women, because you get to a certain threshold, you're not getting out of it. You're not, I mean, I don't care how strong of a man, how much you love, think you are, you're not getting out of. So you'd be well advised to not get into that situation in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I ain't flirting with you, I ain't talking to you. I caught the innuendo that came my way. I'm gonna play completely stupid, like I don't realize what you just said to me, because we're not about to open up Pandora's box and get me in trouble. I don't wanna.
Right, that's the thing, opening up Pandora's box.
You know, I used to always think back in the day when people say, like, why did you cheat on me, baby? I didn't mean to. Like, how in the world you not mean to? But you know, when you look at the full scope of it, you can really not mean to and get yourself in a situation that you just can't handle.
I
don't wanna have that conversation, baby, I didn't mean to do it. No, it didn't happen, because we ain't talking, I ain't making no eye contact, none of that. It's just can't do it. So yeah, and you got something else to say? No, good, because it's good.
You know what?
Okay, here we go.
Well, here's the thing, and this is, and like Mav said, I probably dealt with one female that was like that, and I had to back up because it was uncomfortable for me, because I don't do that.
You know what I'm saying? You get
even
it.
When I flirted, when I was single, I flirted. I never was the touchy feely type.
Yeah.
But if you were touchy feely to me, it's like, okay, I get you like me, whatever.
A little bit,
but
too
you
much.
Need to back up a little bit, because you a little extra. To me, that's extra, and that's you know what? That ain't even cute.
It's weird
sexy.
For a female it to
is.
Do that. I've never
you know,
dealt
I
with
about,
like
it really
that.
I ain't talking about being like a Reese's monkey out in the jungle jumping on you like
no,
a little bit.
I'm talking about that little settle brush.
She know what she did. Like it was accident, but it was on purpose.
But they do that, and so you got to kind of back up, because that, like I said, is uncomfortable and it's not like, cute.
I'll give you a prime example. Back when I was in high school, I was working at Wendy's. This one chick used to always walk past me, and I mean, we got plenty of space. You can clearly walk past me without touching me. Every time she walked past me, she had to rub her butt on me. Like, you know what you're doing. And it wasn't over aggressive, like just blatantly, obviously, like I'm twerking on you or nothing, but it's like, it was like, oops, my bad.
That little subtle brush.
It was like, I ain't have enough space.
That
but
little
you,
subtle brush you went.
But you never seem to have enough space to get by. Like, subtle, but...
And it's, and
sophisticated,
it's,
if you will.
It's
like, you gotta watch out for them traps, man.
It just hit.
Just enough. Like I said, it ain't
right.
It ain't over aggressive. Like, it ain't over aggressive. Like, you know, where they done stubbed your situation. It's like real smooth.
Yeah, like,
there you go.
I gotta go to bathroom.
You know what I'm saying? You got somebody that got on a nice Victoria's Secret bra, everything, sitting them right, and they graze you, and they just perfectly soft. They just melt.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
That
brush.
How you handling that?
Sometimes I just take the brush and keep it moving.
They're just like cotton
balls.
Sometimes you gotta take that brush and keep it moving.
They're just like cotton balls from heaven. You know what I'm saying?
You gotta take that brush and keep it moving.
Sometimes you just gotta take it, man, and just keep it moving. And some things just ain't meant for words to say.
Yep.
you just don't speak about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because if it's just a brush, it really ain't nothing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because it ain't like I brushed
you. But they
know
they know it ain't nothing, but they know it's something. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They know that.
Well, that's some energy that's out there that, you know, either you engage in it or you don't.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And if you don't engage in it, then you ain't got nothing to worry about. It's for those that do engage in it after that first initial brush, and then he turn around with, you know, with the pencil
with the
stick.
With the doorstop.
Yeah, there you go. Or the microphone or whatever it is that they
choose
to
call it. Whatever your terminology
is. Mm-hmm. You know, and then they, you know, they go over there and they engage in it, and then that's when, you know, keeping it real goes wrong.
And exactly, that's what we're talking about. So that's why you got to stay away from the subtle brush, Josh.
Yeah.
This is where we'll get you. Stay away from that subtle brush.
Well, you can't always stay away from the subtle brush.
Sometimes it's legitimately accidental. That's different. We're talking about the flirt brush. We're talking about the flirt brush.
Well, you know what? I didn't have the subject of flirt brush, but, you know, I know me. And sometimes, if you know yourself, you know what you can do, can't do, and won't do. Even if you coulda, shoulda, woulda, did it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So, in most instances, it's best to just leave it alone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, pretty much all of them. On this side of the fence.
Well, on my side of the fence, too, because...
Never trust a big button to smile, man. New addition.
There you go. And all poom-poom just ain't all poom-poom ain't all good poom-poom either.
That is true. We talked about that the other day. It's like, man, I don't want to get out here and have to figure this thing out again, man. I just don't want to.
But see, I'm willing to do that. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I'll be damned if I'm going to sit at home or sit somewhere and be unhappy.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I can dig it.
I can't. I'm just me myself. I can't do that.
I can dig it.
You know what I mean? So if I'm sitting somewhere and I'm unhappy, that means I already know you unhappy because you getting on my nerves.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And I don't want to dig. I don't want to keep digging and digging and digging because only thing I'm doing is burying my personality and myself in that hole.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where depression starts.
Gotcha.
Because if I'm that miserable being here with you, then that means it's just going to take me that much longer to get out of this spot that I'm in. You know what I'm saying?
Before shock therapy right now. Go ahead. We listen.
before I can go on and move on to be me and do me, I'd rather just go ahead and just take my losses. Well, it's going to hurt. Yeah, it's going to hurt a little bit. But I'd rather just go ahead and just take that loss now. Let me bounce back. You bounce back. We might even see each other in the long run.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't even be mad at that, but I will not be unhappy for nobody, because that's miserable. Can you just imagine being somewhere that you don't want to be? That's like somebody locking you in a room
all the time.
That sounds like that jail analogy man was just talking about a couple minutes
ago. But y'all in happy jail. Y'all in happy jail.
We're in federal prison. That's
no, y'all in happy jail.
I ain't in jail. I ain't using that word.
It's a happy place for y'all. You know what I'm saying?
I know what that jail feel like when you with the Mav. Just man, and for the people out there that think Mav is saying that he's in jail, it's not saying that he's unhappy in his marriage. It's not what he's saying. He was giving an analogy.
Go ahead, fix it up for him.
Because I know what he was saying. You know what I'm saying? Because some people,
like
some folks would be thinking, oh, he ain't happy. And we already know how to math.
Now you get some more flirting coming your way.
Exactly. And so I always want to kill all that because I know how he feel about his wife.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes you got to do that because... I'm just saying, man. I'm just saying because I know what he was saying. But I'm just not going to use that analogy because it ain't... I
don't want no arguments when I go home.
First of all, I ain't in jail. I know what jail feel like on that end. So and ain't jail.
She make you spread your cheeks when you get in the jail room? Like, you know how they do when they go to jail? You know how they do when they go to jail?
We going there?
No, she spread my cheeks, man.
I mean, that's what they did. That's what they do when you go to jail.
Spread cheeks?
No, I ain't spread my cheeks, man.
So you don't drop the soap?
Nah.
I just wonder. I want to know what kind of jail you in. So on that note,
nah, I might drop the soap and tell her to pick it up.
Okay, I can dig that.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's like one of those little things where you might go ahead and pick that up, baby.
I'll give you I'll give you that. I'll role play jail, but I don't think I'm gonna go as far as calling it jail. But you know, I ain't the Mav. I can't say stuff like that and get away with it. That's why he's the Mav. But on that note, we're gonna leave it right there. We're gonna let y'all marinate and simmer on that. Hey, once again, check this out, women out there. Look, I didn't say it, okay? I didn't say nothing about no jail. Don't be calling me, texting me, talking about how dare you let him say that. He's a grown man. He can say what he wanna say, okay?
Don't clean it up.
hey, look, I gotta clean complaining because they be like, how you let him talk about his jail? Nah,
let the universe have it.
Like, look, man, I ain't got nothing to do with it.
But look, let it sit out there for a little bit.
If you want to comment on it, feel free to comment on the podcast. Feel free to visit our Facebook page, facebook.com/CultureShockEntertainment. Hit us up on Twitter at CultureShockENT. Drop us a jail meme if you want to on Instagram at CultureShockEntertainment. Whatever you want to do, just leave my personal life alone because I ain't got nothing to do with it. I am on the visitor side of the jail. I'll come and wave.
He dropping some gems now, ain't he?
I'll be waving on the other side. I'll pay a visit, you know what I'm saying? I'll send some commissary, you know what I'm saying? Drop something on your books, but I ain't going in the jail. I'm not going that far. So on that note, man, this has been another edition of the Band of Brothers, The Overdrive, as only we can do it. Until next time, we love you or like you or deal with you. Whatever we do with you, we are out.
Yeah.